The doubting Thomases never would have believed that work would actually begin on a park for the lower campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks this year. It had been a mud hole for too long. However, work has been progressing steadily. I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Constitution Park began May 10th of this year when University of Alaska Fairbanks physical plant personnel turned over the first shovel of dirt to begin their task of moving dirt and then shaping the area. While UAF forces were busy at work, the rest of the project went out to bid. H&H Construction of Fairbanks won the contract award from a field of four bidders. UAF turned over the site to H&H on June 28th. Since that time, H&H has had its people laying cable for the lights to be installed in the park, and forms are being placed for the concrete work that will be done. Barring any bad weather or some disaster, trees, shrubs, flowers, and grass will be planted at the end of the summer, and the park will be dedicated sometime in September. Over the years, a serious problem of drainage has hampered improvements to the area between the Fine Arts Complex and Wood Center. Efforts to improve the drainage have been underway for years, with little luck at finding a simple solution. In 1980, Jim Parks of the Statewide Office of Facilities Planning and Construction began to work on a new approach to the drainage in that area. He proposed that the elevation of the area be raised and a park created. He designed a park for the area that would accomplish the movement of water in the right direction and a pleasant environment for faculty, students, staff, and visitors who cross the mall area regularly and frequently each day. Former Chancellor Howard Cutler gave the go-ahead on the project, and campus beautification money was set aside to create Constitution Park. The present Chancellor, Patrick O'Rourke, provided additional impetus to produce the park, and a campus committee was created to work with a landscape architect hired for the project, Ken Pendleton of Land Design North in Anchorage. The committee stressed the seriousness of the drainage problem and aimed to create a park that could be used for a variety of purposes and by a wide range of people. If you haven't been on campus in a while, you will notice the shape of the park is now suggested. A mounded circle and a slight tilt to the earth, along with different levels of earth, are a far cry from what it was. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedzo. The Fairbanks campus will be participating in this year's Golden Days celebration with a full day of activities planned for Wednesday, July 21st. You will find everything from tours of the Rainy Scarland Cabin to gold panning demonstrations at the Plaza Fountain. In addition, during that period, we will have our regularly scheduled guided walking tour in the morning, Monday through Friday, and special afternoon programs featuring a wide variety of UAF units, including the Muskox Farm and the Geophysical Institute. Call the Public Affairs Office for more information. The number is 474-7581. The Summer Fine Arts Camp for high school students is well underway. The students are working on The Music Man as their major musical production of their camp. Also this month is the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus from July 26th through August 6th. 22 guest artists, teachers, and residents will be featured for 2 weeks of workshops, master classes, and concerts. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.